Delighted to say I've been joined on the line by Nick Skelton. Nick's going to be informing us about a fantastic autobiography book that is actually released today. It's called Gold. Good afternoon to you, Nick.
Good afternoon.
Well, what can I say? Gold, wonderful title. Obviously, you've won gold. You've had a brilliant Olympics. But in April, you announced your retirement from the sport. You also announced also that Big Star, who obviously you had a wonderful bond with, this fantastic horse, was also retiring as well. Now, Nick, retiring, was that an easy decision or not?
Well, not really, because, you know, I've been in the sport a long time, 40-odd years, and competed all those times, had some very good horses, and you know, but when after Rio, when you know, to win the gold there in Rio, and all what I've won, I just thought it was the right time, really. You know, because I was 58 in Rio, 60 this year, and I just thought it was the right time. It can't really get any better than what it was, and it's better to go out at the top.
Very, very good point, actually. Also, Big Star retired as well. Was that sort of in your back of your mind as well? Was that something that...
Well, it was, yeah, because he had a few little niggling soundness problems, and it was a bit of a struggle to get him to Rio, but, you know, he did so well there. I thought, you know, he's done enough as well. And also, he's a stallion, so he had a stud life, had a stud this year. So really, I thought, and I always said that when he retires, I retire, so it made it quite easy, really, that we go out together.
Yeah, yeah. As you say, I suppose, going back to your original point, both going out on a high, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
As well. You've had some ups and downs in your wonderful career, Nick. Let's take you back to probably a really awful time in your life, back in September 2000, when you suffered that broken neck. Obviously, that was a horrendous injury. At the time, did you feel then that was it then? You'd never, ever get back on a horse again?
Well, they said I shouldn't ride again, but I had 2 years out, and really, I wasn't really enjoying the time out. And I had a good horse come along in Arco, which took me to Athens in 2004. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get back on and do it. I was missing it and thought that, you know, it was the right thing to do. And luckily, I made the right decision.
Very much so, very much so. I mentioned earlier on about you've had a wonderful career, obviously, not just all the events you won, but the Olympics as well. I mean, let's go back to 2012 London, winning gold team. I mean, that was a fantastic achievement, obviously, not just for yourself, but the whole of the team as well. But then I suppose the pinnacle then, 2016, where the Rio, where you won gold in the individual. Would that be probably the highlight of your career, Nick?
I would say so. I think, you know, any sportsman, I think that would be the highlight of anybody's career, really, to win, you know, individual gold. And like I said, you know, it was a long time coming, and so when it came, I thought, well, I better call it a day.
I mean, you were...
While you're ahead.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. I think you were 58 then, weren't you? And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, were you not the oldest or joint oldest Great Britain Olympian gold medalist? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the oldest. Yeah.
What was going through your mind at that time then, when you were actually obviously ahead, you actually won that gold medal and you were on the winner's podium? What was actually going through your mind?
Well, I just think, you know, it was a relief, because, you know, I've been all those years trying, and you know, got so close, and then it was just a, you know, a great relief, and especially to do it at my age. When normally sportsmen are sort of finished by then. But yeah, it was great. I mean, like I said, it couldn't get any better, so it's a big weight off your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations, but also you had the CBE as well, New Year's Honours List, last year, wasn't it? That's right, 2016. Yeah. Yeah. Years come and go, don't they, Nick? They go so quick. Another honour as well. You must be very, very pleased to receive that accolade.
Yeah, it was great, because before London I got the OBE, and then now after Rio, CBE, so that was, you know, it was a great honour.
And yeah, very much so. And the actual book itself, as I say, it's a fantastic book. Obviously, it goes completely through your life, a brilliant autobiography, Gold. What was the main reason, did you feel, overall, to actually decide to write this this excellent book, Gold?
Well, after I broke my neck in 2000, I did write one then. And then sort of when I stopped writing and started again, then after Rio, I got an email from the second-hand bookstore to say, you know, would I think considered me releasing the book because I had a lot of people trying to buy it in the second-hand bookstore, and they couldn't get it. So they said, well, would you consider writing a new one? So we gave it some thought, and we got on and did it.
I say it's released today. If you haven't as yet bought it, trust me, it's a wonderful book, actually. It's a fascinating insight into the great man that you are, Nick. But obviously, you can't do it by yourself. You have to do it with horses as well. I mentioned earlier about Big Star. I know, obviously, you've been successful with other horses as well. But if you had a choice, would Big Star be probably, say, your number one pick of all the horses that you've ridden?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he was... I had some great horses, but he stood out amongst all of them. You know, he had this sixth sense that you don't often get in horses, and he was there's nothing. You give him 11 out of 10 for everything. Mm. You know, he's a freak.
Very much so, very much so. So, what exactly is Nick going to be doing now then? I mean, obviously now into your retirement now.
Yeah, I'm still riding every day. We have young horses to train and students, and we buy and sell horses, and so I'm busy every day doing lots of stuff. I'm not sitting around doing too much.
Doing you're not going to take the complete retirement, sit back and let life flow by, as they say, Nick.
No, not at all.
I don't blame you. Nick, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for spending the time. I know you've had a really busy day today, but thank you very much for speaking to us here today. My pleasure. And once again, the book, Nick Skelton Gold, his autobiography, has been officially released today. And like I say, if you haven't as yet got it, go out and buy it. It'll make a wonderful Christmas present. You really will. Thanks very much for your time, Nick.
Thank you. Thanks very much.